I just thought I'd make just a couple of closing comments based on what my son was talking about. The first verse, I can't even remember where it is. Someone maybe can help me. But, you know, in connection with Jerusalem, it says, aha, the enemy says, aha, aha. Even the ancient places, high places, are ours for a possession. And, you know, if you went over to Jerusalem today, you would find that really the Muslims have control of the, the ancient high places. In other words, where Solomon's temple used to be. And Israel would love to have control of that. But I don't believe that the Lord will allow them to have control of those ancient high places until they acknowledge the Lord Jesus Christ as their Messiah. And I was just thinking in connection with what is happening in the world today, if you just look into Zechariah for a moment, this is just a couple of comments I thought might be of help. Zechariah chapter 12, notice what it says about Jerusalem in the second verse of chapter 12. Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people round about, when they shall be in the siege, both against Judah and against Jerusalem. And in that day will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces. Though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it. In that day, saith the Lord, I will smite every horse, and so on. And so we find here that those who interfere with that city where God had chosen to put his name in the Old Testament, he's going to make it a burdensome stone for all those that interfere. And so any nation, even today, I believe, that tries to interfere with what's going on over there, they're going to pay a price. But you know, the wonderful thing is the day is coming very soon when the Lord is going to come. If you read the latter part of that 12th chapter of Zechariah, you find the day comes when the house of Israel will acknowledge that the one that they have rejected, the one they've despised, is their true Messiah. Notice what they say, verse 11 of the same chapter. In that day shall there be a great mourning in Jerusalem, as the mourning of Hadad-Rimmon in the valley of Megiddon. And the land shall mourn every family apart, the family of the house of David apart, and their wives apart, the family of the house of Nathan apart, and their wives apart, and the family of the house of Levi apart, and their wives apart, the family of Shimei apart, and their wives apart, all the families that remain, every family apart, and their wives apart. That's when they acknowledge that the one that they rejected as their Messiah is truly the one they own as their king. And you see in the 14th chapter of Zechariah, when he comes. And you know the wonderful thing is we're going to come with him. We're going to, I believe that perhaps it'll be what we have there in Revelation 19, when those armies come out of heaven with the Lord Jesus. And notice what it says here in the 14th of Zechariah, verse 3. Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations as when he fought on the day of battle, and his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east. And the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof, toward the east and toward the west. And there shall be a great valley. Half of the mountain shall remove toward the north, and half of it toward the south. And ye shall flee to the valley of the mountains, and so on. Well, this is the day when the Lord comes out of heaven, and he judges his enemies, and he takes his rightful place. And you know, I believe we're going to be with him. What a glorious future we have ahead of us. And we just think of how today he's despised and rejected. He's hated. He's not wanted in the schools, in the government. But the day is coming when every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. We just give thanks. Our God and Father, we come before thee this afternoon, and we thank thee for such a precious privilege of being gathered around the person of the Lord Jesus this morning. For, Lord, thou hast said, where two or three are gathered together unto my name, there am I in the midst of them. And, Lord Jesus, we know that thou dost desire to be with thy people. And we know in the Old Testament thou didst place the temple there where thou dost dwell among thy people. We think of how much they failed. And, Lord, we have to acknowledge that in this day there's much failure amongst us. We have to acknowledge it. But we thank thee for the privilege that there is a place where we can meet thee, Lord Jesus. And we look forward to that moment when we will be with thee and like thee. And, Lord, thou wilt have thy rightful place. We just commit ourselves to thee now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.